Gano, Sago, good day, Six Nations. Today is Thursday, April 30th, 2020. I hope this message finds you at home, healthy and safe with your families. I'm Lori Davis Hill, Director of Six Nations Health Services, and this is today's Six Nations COVID-19 response update. I'll start with our most recent numbers. As of this morning, we continue to have had 11 positive cases reported at Six Nations. 8 of those cases have resolved with 1 death. We currently have 2 active cases. To date, we have completed 398 tests and have received 312 negative results. We have 157 people in isolation as directed by Oswegan Public Health. We want to continue to acknowledge those who have identified symptoms and called into the assessment center. The more testing we do, the better we understand the impact of this virus on our community. Here are today's statistics in surrounding communities. New Credit, 1 positive case. Haldimand Norfolk Public Health Unit, 191 positive cases and 1,324 negative cases. 47 cases are resolved and 30 deaths. Grant Public Health Unit reports 93 positive cases, 63 are resolved with 3 deaths. Hamilton Public Health Unit reporting 425 cases, 247 resolved cases, and 19 deaths. And Toronto Public Health is reporting 5,360 positive cases, 3,153 resolved cases, and 347 deaths. We continue to ask everyone to remain on guard to keep this virus out of our community and out of our homes by monitoring ourselves and our loved ones for the following symptoms of COVID-19. New or worse cough, fever, sore throat, runny nose, shortness of breath, nasal congestion, difficulty swallowing, or a hoarse voice. It can take anywhere from 1 to 14 days before a person should start showing any of these symptoms. So if you are experiencing one or of these symptoms or any other new or unusual symptom, it is important that you call the Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center at 226-446-9909 or toll-free at 1-855-977-7737. You can call at any time and a nurse will carry out an assessment with you over the phone. The assessment center is open 7 days a week, even on weekends. If you are unable to drive to the test site, we can make other arrangements. You can see a video on Six Nations COVID-19 updates on Facebook to see what the testing process looks like. I would like to remind the community about Edouard Ekoni, We Will Make Food for Ourselves. This food program is offered through Six Nations Health Services in partnership with the Good Food Box program. The program provides a free bag of fresh produce that will be delivered to your home on the third Wednesday of each month. Orders can be placed between the 1st to the 5th of each month for the months of May, June, and July from Monday to Friday between 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please note that there is a limited supply available for this program. To register, please call 226-388-1026. That's 226-388-1026. Please do not leave a voicemail to order and note that calls will not be answered on the weekends. So starting tomorrow at 9 a.m., you can call for May's Edouard Ekoni bag. Please be sure to check out Six Nations social media pages for this program advertisement. For more about the registration on Monday for the gardening program and for other COVID-19 information and health and wellness strategies at sixnationscovid19.ca or on Facebook with Healthy Six Nate and Six Nations Matters. I also know that there are a number of initiatives going on right now, so please be sure to check out what's happening. Before closing off today, I want to remind everyone again that during this COVID-19 pandemic, it is recommended to wear a fabric mask at any time you cannot maintain the 6-foot distancing, especially when out in public. Your mask protects others and their mask protects you. Also, try and carry hand sanitizer and clean your hands frequently. These tips will help reduce the spread of this virus. Thank you for welcoming me into your homes today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as I join you to share more important updates. Check in on your family, your friends, and the elders in our community. Stay home to protect the health and lives of everybody we love. We say again to all of the frontline workers, our healthcare and emergency service professionals, the workers at the checkpoints, and our leadership, Sajago, keep going, do your best. And everyone, please stay home for them, Please stay home for all of us. Stay well and stay safe. Nyawa.